Please turn to the Word of God in 1 Timothy chapter 4. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Reading just 3 verses. First Timothy chapter 4, the Word of God to us. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Verse 6. If you put the brethren in remembrance of these things, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto you have attained. Amen. According to the topic that is assigned for tonight, I'm talking to you about the rot within, not just the Bible Presbyterian Church, but many other institutions, churches, Bible colleges, seminaries, have all fallen to the wiles of the devil. We must always remind ourselves we have an enemy, the adversary. The Bible says he is like a roaring lion, very fierce, very harmful. But it's better we also understand that he is like an angel of light. Amazing. Where do you see these angels of light? It could be something, somebody like me, standing at a pulpit in a respectable church with theological qualification, ordained, and they preach doctrines of devils. This is the problem today. It is a fair estimate to say that the vast majority of churches today no longer preach the gospel. You say, it's amazing. True? I'm sorry, I have to tell you that it is true. I was doing a little research into the group of universities on the eastern seaboard of the United States. That group is called the Ivy League. If you or your son goes to Ivy League University, he comes back with a certain aura. Wow! Ivy League. You ask me, why do they call them Ivy League? Because traditionally, all of them grew ivy on their walls, and they look quite pretty. When you see from afar, it's all green. And so this group of universities, which were founded soon after the colonization of the New World by the migrants from Europe and England, they began to found universities and colleges. And almost all, without exception, were founded because those pilgrim fathers were very grateful to God. They remembered that they had fled Europe to come to America for one reason. You know? In order that they may have freedom of worship. Because they were being persecuted in Europe. So they came to America. And in their gratitude, they founded these colleges. Almost all of them were to preach Christ, to establish the church and to extend the gospel so that others may know and be saved. What an honorable reason for these Ivy League universities and many others. But today, all of them, without exception, have fallen away into apostasy. Do you know the meaning of apostasy? Originally, all right, founded on the Word of God, but gradually, sometime along the course of its existence, it falls away. So, apostasy means a falling away. They do not hold fast. Tonight, it is my duty, not a very pleasant one, but very necessary, to inform you that we have an adversary. Satan, how powerful, how evil and cunning and industrious, very hardworking. Do you know that? He never rests. And his one function is to accuse God's people, to seduce them, to lead them astray, that they will doubt God's word. Genesis 3:1. Adam and Eve in the garden of perfection. There comes the serpent, Satan. And he just asked one question. Did God say so? Doubt is the root of unbelief and falling away into apostasy. Just one question. Yea, hath God said so? So it's the same thing all over again. The Bible Presbyterian Church was founded on the, I think it's about 18th of October, 1950. Present at that day, on that occasion, myself, my wife, anyone else present? You like to show a hand. Is there anyone? 58 years have gone by. It started off good. Yes. We were so happy that at last we have a church. My roots go back to Dr. John Soon. 4 years, every year, 2 weeks, daily, three times, we meet in the Telok Ayer Methodist Church. You can go there and still see that heritage building. We sat there, we learned the Word of God from a man called John Soon. And he taught us. Among the things he spoke was, Gui Tou, Gui Nao, Jiang Gui Dao. If you understand, you already understand, but I will interpret, translate. Devil head with devil brain, preaching devil doctrine. John Soon was a phenomenon. In 6 years, he attained BSc, MSc, PhD. 6 years for a total ignorant Chinese young man to go to America and do all this when he knew almost no English. Can you beat it? Can you understand? This is the man. And he thought, after all his science and qualification and equipment to do great things, he went to Union Theological Seminary. And there he was indoctrinated with the doctrines of devils. Then he realized the only way is to learn the Word of God by yourself, not to go to a seminary that is preaching another gospel. The poison of Satan, the poison of devils, preached where? Seminary. As I said, dear friends, you cannot be sure today when you walk into a church that you are going to hear the gospel. There is no assurance. So when we started BP, Bible Presbyterian, praise the Lord, for having gone through Dr. Johnson's teaching, we were so fired up with enthusiasm, with the spirit to go and tell others that men hearing the word of God, the unadulterated truth, may be saved. Today, that satisfaction and joy of knowing we have a BP church that is strong in the word, that kind of feeling is no more. And I will tell you shortly. For the Bible Presbyterian Church has fallen the same way as the Anglican Church has fallen away. Methodist Church, Presbyterian Church, the Baptists, and many other denominations all started well. And all have fallen away. How come? Oh, my friends, the rot within is catching up. May it never come to Calvary Pandan. And how can you assure yourself? Can you? I say, very difficult. Only by what if read in Psalm 78. That you instruct your children, and the children instruct the children's children, and all of them be faithful, generation after generation. 58 years is what? Two generations, right? We started 1950, today is 58. Two generations. Will it still stand? Will the Bible College Far Eastern still stand? The BP Church as a whole has fallen away. Will the Bible College stand? Talking of Bible colleges, you heard of Moody Bible College? Moody Seminary, Wheaton, Dallas, Fuller, you name them, they all have fallen away. Amazing, amazing. Who did it? In many cases, it's the son of the father. Yes, take Fuller. Fuller Seminary was founded by Charles Fuller, a godly man of the old-fashioned gospel hour. He says, I will found a good seminary, good intention, but bad son. The son called Daniel, oh, far from Daniel. He studied and he went to work with Okenga, the father of new evangelicalism. Now you ask me, what is new evangelicalism? Evangelicalism was to separate from the apostates. We are evangelicals. We stick to the gospel. Very good. One day, Okenga says, no, we are being left behind. People don't take note of us evangelicals. We don't matter in society. We want to have a place. So what shall we do? We have been too isolationist. Now, dear friends, the hallmark of the Bible Presbyterian Church is biblical. Can you complete the second word? Separation. That's right. I heard it whispered. Biblical separation. We will not fellowship and join with those in the mainstream, Anglicans, Methodists, Presbyterians, and others, or anyone that is involved in the ecumenical movement. We are separate. Unfortunately, this separation was not a popular thing. Okenga says, oh, society is bypassing us because we are separate from them. We must now change tack. He says, no more. What? Biblical separation. Dear friends, the word of God says, be ye separate. You are my people, you must not join hands with those who are against the truth. And they fell. By what? By forgetting about this biblical separation. I ask you, dear friends, are you isolated? Do you feel unwanted? you feel that you're so small, nobody knows you, and you're doing nothing much for society. I say, dear friends, we are not here to do anything for society that is big and great. Our purpose is to make Christ known and the gospel known to sinners who are perishing and tell them the gospel. We are not here to be popular. Now, where was I? I was telling you about Daniel Fuller, the son of Charles Fuller. He said, I'm going to join Okenga. Okenga is the father of new evangelicalism. We are evangelicals, all of us who believe in the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. We are evangelicals. Yes, there's a meaning. So he went, and he was infected. The next move, he went to Basel, Switzerland. And then he studied under Karl Barth. And then he absorbed his new orthodoxy and poison, more poison, poison upon poison. And he came back and he turned his father's seminary upside down. Fuller Seminary became full of poison. Whereas it began as a fundamentalist, evangelical, pure, separatist. By the time the son came back, 20 years later, he turned. Today, it is full of charismatism, power evangelism, ecumenism, every evil ism is there. All in Fuller Seminary, fallen away, rotten. So, how did it come to BPs? We began 1950, and unfortunately, or fortunately, we urge our young people, give your lives to serve the Lord. The very first Bible camp, I was a camp master. We went to a place by Changi called Telok Paku Primary School. And there, three young people gave their lives to serve the Lord. Unfortunately, all three started good. All three have gone bad. Rot within caught up. One of them wrote this in the church called Zion. Some of you have come from Zion. Yes. And this is from the pastor. He wrote a series of notebooks for people to study the Bible called Focus, dated 1974. And these Bible notes were to guide the people to study God's Word. When it comes to Genesis, what does it say? Oh, the Old Testament accounts, they are so old. And we cannot know for sure whether they are true or not. But never mind, cheer up, he says. Compare with the pagan notes, whether Egyptian or Assyrian or whatever. Ah, take heart. Old Testament notes are better. Most likely the true one. Herein is the forked tongue of Satan. Yea, hath God said. He said, yes, it's better than the rest. So most likely it is true. Dear friends, tell me how many of you agree with this. Most likely. Do you know the difference? If I give you a bottle of milk and you drink it every day, and I put just one drop of arsenic, in 1 year you'll be dead. You say, most likely it's good milk. Tastes good. Here it is. The poison is in already. The rot. Do you understand? The Bible says God's word is pure, settled forever, inerrant, infallible. It is all in our constitution. And here is an ordained pastor in our church who says, cheer up. You read the Old Testament hard to understand, but never mind. It is still the best. Most likely it's okay. If the doctor tells you, patient, most likely you eat my medicine, you get well. I will run very fast to look for another doctor, right? I want a doctor who says, be assured, I give you the right thing, you take it, you will be well. True? So most likely, the rot is beginning. Where? Bible Presbyterian Church, Zion. And it comes to the next one. The flood. Is it local or global? You know that God's word says at least 12 times in the Old Testament, Genesis 6, 7, 8. You read there, at least 12 times. Then you read in New Testament, again, maybe 12 times more. Oh, my friends, when an ordained man will doubt God's word said so many, if God's word says twice is a confirmation, that's enough. In fact, if God says once, I say good enough. If God says so, I say amen. Here is it. What does it say? I jump to the third one. The flood. Local or global, he says. No way of knowing that. I wasn't there to investigate. No. Too bad. This is the idea. The rot has come in. My friends, 2 Peter 3 says, the flood which took them all away and destroyed all the whole world is mentioned there again and again, is a warning to you today. God is yet going to destroy the whole world, this time not with water but with fire. And because He's done it once to the whole world, He will do it again with fire to the whole world. And the ordained minister says, I can't tell you. It's so long ago, I wasn't there to investigate. So, no way, no way, no way. But the rot has got in. Now take the second one. They read and see, wow, Noah 950 years. And Methuselah, 969 years. How can it be? Cannot be. God's made a mistake there. So they think, oh, most likely, months. They did not know the difference between months and years. So there must be months only. Is it? Enoch gave birth to Methuselah when he was 56 years old. Divide by 12 becomes what? 5 years old. Oh, wow! Amazing man! Enoch, you produce a son when you're 5 years old. When you could just barely crawl, you know? So this is the kind of poison that comes in when you get this inside the Bible Presbyterian Church. What hopes do you have? Today, the Zion Church is pastored by a senior pastor who I will refer to you later, who left our church to go to Hawaii to head the, what is it? I have a mind blank at the moment. Haggai Institute. Haggai. An ecumenical institution. And he was head of it for some 15 or more years. And finally comes back to be
head of the Zion BB Church. The rot is in, well and good, in to stay. There is no way out. You know, when I studied research into the Ivy League churches and universities, once they fell away, not one of them ever recovered and returned to evangelicalism. Not one. All of them fell away and became rotten and more rotten only. So this is the problem. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 4. Again, the Spirit speaketh to us expressly. In the latter times, some shall depart from the faith. These things are not to surprise anyone. They are to be expected because the Word of God has predicted that these things will happen. At the end time, when you talk about the Lord Jesus coming, the Apostle Paul says, I give you a sign, an infallible sign. Whereas earthquakes, of course, they tell you Jesus is coming. And famine and wars and all those things are good. However, the one is infallible. You will not see Jesus return until you see the falling away of the church. Here it is. We see it. How sad it is that a church that was once preaching the gospel is now preaching another gospel. But it is warned in God's word. Giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Somebody says, wow, I never knew the devils also got doctrines. Oh yes, they just go in, take the doctrine of God and put some poison here, twist it here, twist it. Say, oh yes, God's word is good, but almost perfect. Almost perfect. That is the poison. Speaking lies in hypocrisy. Having the conscience seared with a hot iron. In other words, I don't care. I couldn't care less. When people read and study my notes and grow in those notes, they are going the way of perdition into unbelief. And who knows that salvation will be finished. No salvation. But their conscience, it says here, seared with a hot iron, I don't care. As long as I have my position and people listen to my rotten doctrine of devils, that Noah's long life is only in months, the flood could be only local, and so on and so forth. I don't care because my conscience is seared. This is what it says here. Verse 6, but tonight here, dear friends, it says, put them in remembrance that there is such a creature called the devil. And the devil has only one function, and that is to spoil the word of God and to deceive people and to ensure that they will fall away into apostasy, into unbelief, and eventually go and join Satan in the lake of fire and brimstone and burn and in hell forever and ever and ever. That's all he wants. He wants a lot of company when he goes there. But we have a different agenda. I say, dear friends, I thank you for being here tonight. That you are warned to know that if we want to serve the Lord, we understand the Word of God. And there is only one Word of God. Today in the English Bible, it is only the King James Bible. For in our synod, now I come back to the BP Church. We started off 1950, then we formed, as we grew in numbers, we have to have a Presbyterian Synod. That is the big organization to control, to coordinate all the various BPs, 20, 30 BPs by that time. It's good, isn't it? So every year we have synod meeting, we all come together. Now, you have 20 BPs, okay, come. And we have fellowship. Then, agenda. One church will say, hey, I propose we change to NIV. We'll get old-fashioned, this King James Bible. We don't understand a lot of the things, the old-fashioned English. Why don't we change to NIV? Came, year in, year out, clamoring, have a change, have a change. Do you know, dear friends, what is NIV? Do you know it is owned by Rupert Murdoch? He said, who is Rupert Murdoch? You know News Corp? And Fox Television and many other things. He is the number one media mogul or tycoon in the whole world. And he's a Roman Catholic. And he owns NIV. And the NIV is being produced 5 editions. Every edition makes money and more money and more money. And every edition is perverted, distorted, polluted, subverted. You understand? The word of God there is changed. So this young person comes and says, let's change. The rod became in the BP church, wanting to change. Not that we changed, we resisted. My brother and I, we said, no change. King James Bible is good. In our constitution, we say we believe the Bible to be the word of God. Inerrant, you believe? Infallible, incapable of making any mistake. Inspired of God. We believe it. I was in Melbourne and we had a prayer meeting. One night, a converted Muslim from Pakistan came in. Said, welcome, sister. So we were talking about whether the Bible is infallible, whether there's any mistake. He said, you know, in our Pakistan, if you say our Quran got mistake, they kill you right away, you know. You don't try to be funny. Wow! And here we are, our own people, handling the Word of God, want a Bible that is full of mistakes. What Bible? NIV. Please, study it. Every vital doctrine is attacked. Virgin birth, the blood of Jesus Christ, the resurrection, and all the rest. That applies with Revised Standard Version. Today's English Version. Good News Bible, New English Bible, and a whole lot of other Bibles. As a whole, we call them modern English Bibles. Now the rod has come into the BP church and say, let us have NIV. We say, no. The next thing is, tongues. Are they real? Are they still present today? Are they meaningful? This debate went on for 3 whole days up in Cameron Highlands. At what? BP Synod. Oh dear friends, at the end of the 3 days, I was really very, very, I would say, depressed, dejected, and very angry. I said, why did they come up to Cameron Highlands to debate about tongues? We did. At the end of it all, the Zion group says, there are still meaningful, ecstatic utterances. They don't call them tongues, but call them meaningful, ecstatic utterances. So we parted. We could not come to a consensus, could not come to a decision. What do we do? Oh, since the mountain top air is not so good enough, not enough oxygen maybe, back to Singapore and debate some more. At that time, I said, no more. Calvary resigns out of the synod. We put in a letter, say, dear friends, carry on. You can debate till the cows come home. We get out. Dear friends, that was the beginning of the breaking up of the BP Church Synod. The rod had come in. Other things came in. There are too many things. All of them are bad things that kept coming in. Today there are BP churches. Since there is no overall coordinating and controlling body, each one goes his own way. You do what you like. Because we don't have a synod. There is no controlling body. You do what you like. So some have gone right out to NIV. Some says, oh, we like New King James Bible. So each one takes his own. The latest is VPP. I stayed out. I did not think it was worth a debate. I believe it, but I don't like to make it an issue. Today it has become an issue because the opposition has been attacking non-stop. In this church, Calvary Pandan, VPP, by the way, some of you look rather amazed, lost. What is VPP? Not the latest supercharged petrol. It is just verbal, meaning words. Plenary, meaning all the words. Plenary. And preservation means the words are preserved. Now, if the source of words is not preserved, then how can you get a perfect Bible? You follow the reasoning? This Bible is translated from copies. We call them manuscripts. If you want to be smart in Greek, you call that apograph. Then you sound better, more scholarly, you see. Apograph. Can you say that? Yeah, apograph. You say it to that, they think you are so smart, you know. But it's just copies. This is a translation from copies in Hebrew for the Old Testament, Greek for the New Testament. Just so simple. And we believe the texts or copies have been preserved. That's all. Now, because we believe that, we get attacked. Of all places, attacked by the Mandarin congregation of Calvary Pandan. People we brought in and put here to use the premises and to run the church kept attacking us non-stop with every kind of amazing worldly methods and tactics and strategies, attacking us left, right and center. We tell them, please, don't. Use your time more effectively other ways. But kept on attacking until we say, look, you are a subsidiary. If you don't behave, we'll take disciplinary action. They move to next door. The rot is inside the church. Where? Right here in Calvary Pandan. Satan is smarter than you think. Poison the mind of people who do not like to know, to hear that there are people who stand up for the Word of God and say, the text from which this Bible is derived are VPP, verbally, plenarily preserved. All the words are preserved so that we can have a perfect Bible without mistake. This is all it means. Now, before I get down, I'll tell you this, and you can take it from me as historic fact. This is the only Bible where the translators suffered three burned to death. Three burned. Hundreds, because they read this Bible against authority, were burned for reading. And more hundreds were burned because they preached from this Bible. This is the only Bible that has got this price tag to it. Translators burned. Reading burned. Preaching burned. This Bible.
And today it is freely available for you to print without copyright. There is no money tacked to it. Whereas NIV, NAB, all the rest, everyone has copyright. Money, money, money. So the Word of God says, they make merchandise of you out of the Word of God. You know, when the NIV ran off the press, how many copies were run off? 100 million. Now, if one Bible rakes in $1, that's $100 million. Okay? That's the game we are in today. There is money involved. Except in this Bible. Only the blood of people who loved it involved. So, we hold on to this Bible. This is the Reformation Bible. The Bible Presbyterian Church is a Reformation Church. We stand by the pillars of the Reformation. Sola Scriptura, only the Word of God. Sola Gratia, only grace. Sola Fide, only faith. Solus Christus, only Christ. We stand by this. Nothing else. Today, everything is falling, going, because of the prediction that Satan is going to get very active, and Satan is dismantling the Bible Presbyterian Church. Now you ask me, what's all this going to lead to? This is a sign of the end time. The Lord is coming. Satan is gathering his forces. All those who follow Satan, the apostatized Anglican, Methodist, Presbyterian, and others, especially the Charismatics, all of them have gone to pay homage to the Pope in Rome. Please understand. All of them are swept into the ecumenical tide to form the one world church system. Except we are the odd man out. We hold on to the King James Bible. Now you go and investigate. And they say, no la, where? We don't. All the members of my friends in Methodism, we never heard about it. True? Yes. But the leaders are all in Rome. Parleying, conferencing, getting blessed by the Pope. Ecumenical movement is smarter than you think. Today they don't tell, but it is working like termites underground, silently. It will come to pass because this is prophetic. The end time will end up with a one world church system. And you can see it. What is the rod about? The rod is those who are now veering and tired of this separatist movement, biblical separation. What is it all about? We are too isolated. We like the bigger groups. And so they go. One world system, ecumenical movement is where they're heading for. Dear friends, you ask yourself, would you like to be in that movement that eventually finds yourself holding hands together with unbelievers? All the religions will be in there. All the charismatic leaders will be in there. All the Roman cardinals and bishops, all will be in there. You'll be part of it. Ecumenical movement. This is the problem. I say, the original Bible Presbyterian Church was formed because of a separation from the ecumenical movement. But today the ecumenical movement is going places, is moving fast, moving onwards, and all those churches that have betrayed the stand of the BP Church are slowly. Today you say, hey, but I go to the church, it's still very BP, very good. Yes, but once they began to move, you never know where it ends. Let me take you in closing to a place called the King's Cross Railway Station in London. You know King's Cross?
Amazing station. So many lines all together.
All right, what line do you like to go? We are going to Edinburgh. There's only one train that goes to Edinburgh, but by the side there are other trains. They're all going straight out. So it doesn't matter, we take this one, you take this one.
Yes, all going the same direction. True, all be peace. But it is where you end that matters.
So one goes straight. After a while, slight deviation. This is what will happen to those BPs who do not stand fast. Little deviation. Eventually, you don't end in Edinburgh, but you end in Liverpool. You end in Glasgow. Beginning together, ending somewhere else. You want to go to Edinburgh, you got to take the direct line, straight one. They always go straight, you go to Edinburgh.
The rot has begun. Where would it end? It will not end where the Lord is waiting. It will end somewhere else. God help us to understand these other issues today. Not easy to understand, but it is in God's prophetic word. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, grant to us spiritual discernment to understand the developments in the churches today. And we pray for the Bible Presbyterian Church, that those who are willing to follow and to obey may be saved out of a sad situation. Hear our prayer. Save us, O Lord. Keep Calvary Pandan Bible Presbyterian Church true to the faith, true to the stand, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, in a dark and evil day of falling away. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.